You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm gonna build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. You say, I'm gonna lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid. There will not be one brick on the face of the earth that's gonna be laid better than this brick that I'm gonna lay in this next 10 minutes. Yeah. And you do that every single day.
And soon you have a wall.
And soon you have a wall.
What's up, y'all? Welcome into Uncovering Success. My name is Brady Slayball. I'm unbelievably excited for today because today my guest is me. Don't have anyone I'm interviewing today. I'm going to be doing this by myself because I've got some awesome things that I've been wanting to talk about. I've got a few notes in front of me, but I think it's going to be some awesome stuff. If you haven't yet, go hit the like button, follow, subscribe, leave me a review. I appreciate it all, and I'm just going to jump right into it is what I think I'm going to do. And one of the main things that I'm very passionate about is servant leadership. And my favorite analogy of this is how wolves lead and what that wolf pack leadership is really like. So if you don't know, wolves like to travel in a line. No matter where they're at, what they're going through, they travel in a line. And usually it's about, say, 25 people or 25 wolves. And the front of the pack are the oldest and the sickest. This isn't where the leader is. The front of the pack are the oldest and the sickest wolves. They get to set the pace. They get to go at their pace, whatever they are healthy enough to do. They get to lead the pack and lead the pace. The next five in line are the strongest and the best suited to protect from any attack. No matter which way they got to go, they're there right after the oldest to protect them and help them get through anything. And then the middle of the pack are your average wolves. They're the ones that are being raised and groomed to one day be able to protect the pack and lead the pack. And then your next five, the last five, are also the strongest and the best suited to protect from the backside. If there's an attack from the back, they're there and they're ready to go. And then lastly, you have the leader. The back of the pack is the leader, and the leader ensures that number one, no one is left behind. He keeps them on track, and he's available to move in any direction that is needed. He doesn't ask everyone to protect him because normally with leaders, people are surrounding them and trying to be there for them and protect them. But no, he's at the back because he's protecting from there. He's able to see everything that's going on, to take it all in and make decisions based off of the best interest of the group. So I encourage you, be the leader that isn't at the front. Give the spotlight to the people around you. Groom the middle of the pack. Bring people with you and give them what they need to grow up and protect the pack and maybe even lead the pack one day. A servant leader says, yeah, I would really love this right now, but I don't need it. The person to my left needs it, and I want them to go first. I want them to be able to be there for me one day when I'm struggling and when I'm at the front of the pack setting the pace. Just like in life, what relationships are you pouring into right now? Be genuinely there for others, not just to say you did it, not just to say you were there for them, but because you really care. By being there for them, you now have that relationship built. You have a wall broken down, and most importantly, you have someone that can help you when you're struggling. Because you will struggle. Life is a battle of up and downs, and you will struggle, and you will need people to be there for you. But you have to be humble enough to tell them that you're struggling. So I encourage you, take a moment to think right now. What is a trial I'm facing that I don't want to face alone anymore? What is something you've been holding on to that it's time to let go of? Let people know that you're struggling. They want to help you. They're waiting to help you, but they're not sure how right now. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to let people know that you're struggling, you also got to promise me that you'll let people know when you have something you want to celebrate, something great that you've done that you're proud of. We're not meant to walk alone in this life. We were built for community. We're built to thrive off of relationships. So be the leader from the back of the line. Be a servant leader. Be a wolf pack leader. So there's my opening analogy, I guess, whatever. My opening monologue that's one of the things that I'm the most passionate about. Servant leadership, I think, is the best way to lead, and lead like that wolf. Lead from the back and build other people up along the way. So if you don't know me, I want to give a quick introduction to who I am and where I come from. I come from a small town in Northeast Ohio in Berlin. It's the heart of Amish country, one of the biggest tourist destinations in Ohio. We've got the rolling hills, the Amish people. What a cool culture that is. And the way I grew up with two awesome parents, definitely hit the lottery there. Very business-minded people, successful small business owners. My dad was the local high school basketball coach, very successful. My uncle was the guy's coach, so basketball was always kind of in my blood. And it wasn't just, I didn't do it just because it was something that was in my blood. Basketball was a game that I fell in love with, and fell in love with working hard at, and the team aspect of it, and trying to figure out what it takes to beat the other team. Ended up going to college at Ohio State, where I was a women's basketball manager for 3 years. I had an awesome opportunity to work with the women's basketball team there, made some awesome relationships and definitely lifelong friends that I'm definitely looking forward to. After that, I went and coached over at Ohio Dominican, a Division II school in Columbus. My sister was actually on the team, so that was definitely an interesting a time there that I was very proud of and something that I cherish. So right now I'm finishing up school and looking forward to the next big part of my life. And one of the things I want to talk about that I think is important, no matter the changes in your life or what you're going through, where you're at, I believe that it's so important to build a foundation in your life. What is that foundation? For me, I know that foundation is built around God, and what He can provide in my life is so much more than anything I can find here on earth. And when I build that foundation around Him and let everything kind of come off of that, no matter what gets put on top of me, no matter what wind blows, I'm not going to get blown down because I have that foundation built. And when I start to fall a little bit, that foundation is there to catch me. And so I encourage you, take some time out of your day today to figure out where your foundation is and what your foundation is built upon right now, because some of you, it might not be what you really want it to be. And when you have that hard conversation and discussion with yourself, what can you honestly say your foundation is built upon? So one of the things I did this week is on my Instagram, I asked for anyone that had a few questions that they would like to hear me answer on the podcast for this week. If you don't follow me, go follow me on Instagram at @BradyReese_. Post some cool things from the podcast and whatnot there. But one of the questions I got is, what's a book that you've read and liked? What's a book that you're reading now? And what's a book that you're looking forward to reading? So one of the books that's been the most impactful for me, and I've talked about it on podcasts before, is called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And he really believes in the line that people don't buy what you're selling, they buy why you're selling it. Be willing to tell people why. Share your story with them. Tell them the motive. When they can truly feel your passion and purpose, they are going to be more inclined to buy what you're selling. This isn't just business advice either. This is relationship advice. This is leadership advice. This is teamwork advice. And when you can understand why people do what they do, you can tap into that emotion. You can help them succeed on their life's path while also succeeding on yours at the same time. Know your individuals and what their why is. Help them on their journey. The team members that you have, really dive into them and spend time with them and figure out what their why is and figure out how you can help them fulfill that why. And when their why is fulfilled, they will be willing to fight for you no matter what it is. Some of the best coaches, the best leaders I've been around at Ohio State and wherever it is I've been through in my life, the best leaders understand who is around them and what they've gone through, what is their why, and they build that relationship with them off the court or outside of the office so that when they get on the court in a real game, they're willing to fight for them and play hard for them because they built a great, strong relationship with them. So Start With Why by Simon Sinek, an awesome book. I encourage you to go check that out. The book I'm reading right now is called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. I believe that's how you say his last name. But in this book, we look back on an older time in Babylon. George Klassen takes us through his life, this really rich guy's life. He's got everything that you could ever imagine. And he takes us through how he got there and why his friends from his younger days didn't get there, didn't get to where he is. So I'm only halfway through this right now, but the main chunk of it is him giving and explaining his seven cures of a lean purse, how to create wealth, how to fix a small purse that isn't quite where you want it to be. And my favorite of the seven is his first one, his first rule that he talks about. And he says to take 1/10 of what you're living on right now and put that away. Put that away over time. So every day when you go to get your eggs out of the basket, go ahead and leave one of them there. You can live off of 9/10 of what you're living off of right now. And over time, the eggs in this scenario are going to begin to accumulate. And eventually, because you were consistent in making that small sacrifice, you will now have enough that you can put it into an investment or something that's going to start to multiply that money, and that you're not just going to have to put away and gradually add to it over time. Now it gets to multiply. Now you get into finding the right investments and trusting people, believing in people, and doing your homework. And then you can really start to multiply that money. So sacrifice now so that you can prosper later. And the book I'm looking forward to reading next is called Never Eat Alone by Keith Ferrazzi. I've got it right here in front of me. So as soon as I get through The Richest Man in Babylon, I'm going to definitely dive into this. Never Eat Alone is what it's called. And from what I've been told by looking at the summary right now, Keith talks about being a master networker and consistently reaching out to people. It says the most important form of connecting in this world is through generosity. Helping friends connect with other friends, not keeping score. It's about getting, he says right here, it's about getting what you want while also making sure that the people who are important to you get what they want too. So I'm definitely excited for that. Completely looking forward to this. I got to finish Richest Man in Babylon quickly so I can dive into that. The next question I got on my Instagram was, how do you find a like-minded community? What are your ideas or tips on how to put people around you that are like-minded and can build that like-minded community? And I really love this question because I feel like a lot of people struggle with this. And I firmly and wholeheartedly believe completely in what I'm about to say. So be your true, authentic self all the time. And the people that connect the most with you and feel the way you feel will eventually be attracted to you like a magnet. I'm gonna say that again because I think it's so important to be your true, authentic self all the time. And the people that connect the most with you and feel the way that you feel are eventually gonna be attracted to you. You can't force these things. The best relationships happen naturally and they take time to be built by changing who you are and setting yourself up for failure. So, you know, you won't be happy with the people you attract because that's not who you're meant to attract, okay? God's vision is always working for you in the background, and sometimes, I mean, you might just not see it, and that's okay, and you got to trust in God that he's putting the right people in the right situations in front of you. Another important part, I think, with this is that you have to put out and require from yourself great things. That's where it starts. If you don't require greatness from yourself, how can you expect to attract great people? You don't want to grow a relationship with someone who lets things slide when they don't feel like doing them and doesn't push you to be better. So what that means is that you can't let things slide yourself, and you must push yourself to be better first. And then over time, you'll naturally start to attract the people into your life that you really want. One of my mentors once told me this is advice that I'll never forget. So for me, one of the things that I enjoy doing because I love people and hearing stories is I enjoy going to a bar and just sitting there and grabbing a drink and talking to whoever's sitting beside me, talking to the bartender, maybe hearing more about them, connecting with them, and learning how to talk to people and connect with people. But my favorite part is hearing their stories and getting a chance to build a relationship and start it there. So what my mentor told me is whenever you're in a new city, maybe you just moved there or you're on vacation there, look up the best bar in the city or the closest bar that looks like it would be the best bar. Go there, sit there, have a drink. Yeah, this drink might be overpriced. It might be out of your budget. Maybe have one drink, nurse that for a little while, and the people you start talking to beside you are going to be people that you want in your life, that you want to be around and be inspired by, because that's where the successful people are. That's where they hang out. The successful people can afford to go there and get a couple of drinks, unlike you, where you're at. But when those people are going to the best bars in the city, so go there, have a drink, and talk to the people. Get to know them, build a relationship with them, and I think you'll be surprised of what comes out of it. I also like another question I got that says, what is the best way to achieve goals? This is another thing that I feel really passionate about, because I feel like a lot of people miss the boat on this one. And to start, I mean, the first thing you have to do is you have to actually set goals. And you have to take a pen to paper and write down goals that you have. Write down a goal. Put that into the world and maybe even let people know what your goals are. And then the next thing you got to do, and this is so important, that because this is what a lot of people don't do, I think, is you have to set attainable and even countable objectives that you can measure, things along the way. So that means setting even smaller goals that you can check off maybe daily, giving yourself something that you can watch closer, and eventually you'll look back, and even though you haven't reached your goal yet, you have objectives that you can look at and be able to say, wow, man, look how far I've come. Even though I haven't hit this goal yet, look how far I've grown. And then lastly, you got to celebrate these big goals when you hit them. When you get there and you hit that goal, you celebrate those goals, and then you get back to work on setting bigger goals. It's okay to celebrate yourself when you reach one of those big goals that you have. Not an objective, because you know that's what you should be doing every day. But when you reach that big goal, that thing you've been working towards for a while, take a little bit of time and celebrate. And then the next day, wake up, get back to work, and set some bigger ones. So for example, let's say I want to run a marathon, or maybe you want to run a marathon, because I probably am not going to run a marathon anytime soon. But let's say you want to run a marathon. How many miles are you going to run every day? It's not just, hey, I'm going to run every day for the next month. It's, I'm going to run 1 mile every day for the next 3 days. And then after I do that for 3 days, then I'm going to run 2 miles every day for 3 days. So specific things that you can track. Another thing is I'm going to have to eat good if I want to run a marathon. Yeah. So what do I need to do to be able to eat good? Set those specific meal prep ideas. How much protein am I going to get? Whatever. I'm not big into the nutrition world. I don't know my stuff there. So that's why I go to other people around me. That's why I have those people around me for that. But you got to start to set those objectives along the way that you can check off. And then you look back and you say, wow, look how far I've come. So one of the things that I really enjoy in my podcast is at the end, as you know, I always ask people, what does success mean to you? And I want to take a chance to answer that today, because I feel like that's one of the most important ideas that I can give. Because for me, I feel like when I'm impacting people and showing them that you can be successful, you can do that while also being a good person. And that's why, that's my why. Like I talked about earlier, know what your why is. For me, that's my why. I feel most successful when I'm impacting people and showing them that you can do it and you can be successful from a worldly standard while also being a good person. And I really think that's what success comes down to me, because I want to be able to prove to people that it's okay to go out there and make a lot of money, but you don't have to be a dick to get there. Yeah, I'm going to say that again, because I've been told that a lot in my life, that sometimes you got to be you got to be a dick to get where you want to go, because you got to leave some people behind, or you got to treat people badly just so that you can go out and get your own. So I'm going to say it again. I want to show people that it's okay to make a lot of money in this world. It's okay to be successful, but you don't have to be a dick to get there. So that's what I want to do. I want to prove that that is possible, that you can build and grow relationships along the way, that you can put more into others than what you're told to. You can give back and help people that probably don't deserve to be helped. And you can sit down and listen to someone and not say a word. Take that relationship, build that relationship, and take in what they're going through. Don't say a word. Just sit there, listen to them. And you probably aren't going to get anything out of the conversation, but do it for the other people. Do it for being a good person. You can be the smartest person in the room and not say a word. You can give more than you receive, and that's what I want to prove. That's my why, to inspire people and let them know that it's okay to be successful from a worldly perspective as long as you are first successful in building your foundation. That's why I talked about that earlier, because that is one of the most important things I think anyone can do, is building that foundation and putting God and His plan first. So that way you have a structure that's not going to crumble. And then everything from there is built on top of it, built on top of it. And your structure is not going to fall. When you get a little wind on you, you get a little storm, You're not going to fall over. You might start swaying a little. It might start going back and forth, but you're eventually going to get back on track because of the foundation that you've built. Guys, that is the biggest thing. The biggest advice I can give to anyone is to build that foundation so that when you go out there and you're trying to be successful in whatever it is you want to be successful in, your success might not look the same as mine, and it's probably not going to look the same. So know what it takes for you to be successful and build that foundation. And for me, that's building that foundation in God. And so I know whenever maybe a little anxiety creeps in or something feels like it's not going to work out, I know that God's plan is always going to work out. And He's always working for me and helping me along the way, even when I don't know what the end result is going to be. So remember that, guys. Put God first, His foundation, that foundation, and then from there you can build off of that. Keep that success going, and remember a few of the things I talked about. The leadership, servant leadership. Be a servant leader. Be that wolf pack leader. If you want any more book advice, hit me up on Instagram. Text me, whatever it is. That's my favorite thing. Send me your favorite book. I want to know what your favorite book is too. And I want to know why, because I mean, right now, after I eat, never eat alone, I don't have anything in line, and I always love learning from other people, learning from their stories. If anyone wants to connect, don't be afraid to hit me up. I love hearing your stories. I love hearing where people have come from, and what it took to get them to where they are, and why they are who they are today. It is so important, and I feel like it's so important to learn from those type of people. So guys, go crush this week. Next week, I'm going to be coming to you from Florida. So if you want to see some Florida stuff and probably get a little jealous of me being in Florida, go follow me on Instagram. I'll probably post a bunch about it there. I'm excited to head down there. I've got some great podcasts lined up, some great people that I'm excited to hang out with for a few days. So let's crush this week. Let's stack small wins daily. And most importantly, don't forget to be your true authentic self. To build that like-minded community around you, you have to be your true authentic self. So thank you guys for coming on this journey with me of uncovering success.